Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And here is Jake Moody. Snap a bit high. Kick is good. And the Bears win it. Jake Moody, a hero tonight.
Jacob Moody. Good for Jake Moody. Joe Buck on the call, ESPN. The Chicago Bears go into enemy territory, and the hero is not Caleb Williams. It is not DeAndre Swift. It is not Tremaine Edmonds, who had like 13 or 15, 20 tackles. You could have told me. It's Jake Moody. Jake Moody, of all people, was a hero on a prime time nationally televised game.
Do you feel validated?
I do, actually. Thank you for saying that. I always believed in Jake. Obviously, both parties needed to go their separate ways, and it happened, and the 49ers are better for it. Eddie Pinheiro, Eddie Money, has been a perfect match
I think he's
so far.
15 of 15 or 16 of 16 as a Niner.
Hasn't missed a field goal, only missed one extra point, I believe.
Yep.
He's been great. It's been perfect. And Jake, you know what? Got his number called yesterday, had the one block. If we want to blame him for that, fine, but he made the one that mattered the most, and this is why, you know, before the season, you don't know anything. Who knew heading into last night that it would be the Falcons beating up on the Buffalo Bills the way they did?
Suffocating.
They look bad. The Bills offense looks horrible. Shout out Raheem Morris, their head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, knew what he was doing when it came to Josh Allen. And then who would have called the Bears going in to enemy territory in Washington or wherever the hell they play? Maryland, whatever. They're going to build it in D.C., I think, their new stadium. But going into there, you know, the team that was just in the NFC Championship, you know, the talk of last year, Joe, was what? Jaden Daniels, the offensive rookie of the year. Oh, the Bears made a mistake drafting Caleb Williams. It should have been Jaden Daniels. Well, Caleb, when it mattered most, put the team in a position to win, and they won yesterday after just a horrible turnover. But
yesterday,
for Jake Moody.
Yesterday was kind of a revelation regarding draft picks.
Yeah.
You had Jake Moody, a third rounder, miss an attempt because he shanked it low and left. Blocked by Javon Kinlaw, former first-round pick of the Niners. In a game where Deebo Samuel, second-round pick, who was traded for a fifth-rounder, had like four catches. I mean, it was like a masterclass in draft capital for the 49ers and why they're kind of in the situation that they're in right now. And now I get to the Niners, and they got Atlanta. You saw a good look at Atlanta. I'll give you who Atlanta reminds me of. Atlanta reminds me a lot of the Mike Singletary Niners. They've got great talent. I'm not sure they got a good coach.
Maybe. It's early. I'll give
you that. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know. I don't know what to make of their coach.
Maybe.
Right? They can play up. They lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers and then went out and beat the Buffalo Bills.
As we know, Bonte will tell us at 8 o'clock because he's in studio every Tuesday. Division games are different.
30-0 to the Carolina Panthers is kind of crazy.
Division games are different, yeah.
Sure, it might be different. 30-0 different? Like, again, I'm not trying to diss anyone.
Panthers had a good win last week. They might not be as bad as we all thought they
were. Joe, the point is this, is that I don't know what to make of the Atlanta Falcons, other than they have great personnel.
Other than Bijan Robinson.
And Drake London.
He's going to have 200 yards from scrimmage next week.
Yeah, he looks incredible.
He's incredible.
Michael Penix has tools. I don't know, you know, I don't know what, like, he's kind of all over the place, but I like Michael Penix, and that defense hits hard, and I thought they did a great job suffocating the Buffalo Bills yesterday. So now I look to the 49ers, and I'm trying to get past what happened with Fred Warner, and we'll have a discussion on why Fred's so beloved, but I'm thinking about the 49ers, and I'm saying to myself, right, on a night where I watch your former first-round draft pick flame out, block a kick from your former third-round pick flame out, while the other second-round pick stud, who was like basically given away for a fifth-rounder, which might have been the right move, but might have not been, or I'm not even sure, play your guys. Suit up Nick Martin. What are we doing? Suit him up. Third-round pick, 75th overall. This defense was so bad last year, the 49ers. So bad. You're telling me your third-round pick couldn't make the field? We all watched the Niners. They're 6-11 last year. Every single one of their first five picks should have been on the field for the first quarter of the season. And the fact that Nick Martin couldn't suit up because you had to suit up some guy Gifford because he's a special teamer is ridiculous. And it's more to, it speaks to their draft philosophy and the frustration of the fans. It should be plug and play in the first three or four rounds, especially for a team that has as many holes and is as top heavy as what the Niners were. The other guy I want to see this week is Jordan Watkins, the wide receiver that they took, I believe, in the fourth round this year. I want to see these guys. I want to see them on the field. I want to see them play this week. So I know we're mourning everything that's going on with Fred Warner. Now I'm picking myself off the ground, and I'm saying, how can we win this week? Because the season is not over. I was looking at the schedule. There are winnable games.
Yeah. It's not over. It's not. And I want to hear from the callers today and all the people, because this is, again, the best show is every single Tuesday, every single week during football season. You don't want to go anywhere else. We got Brian Baldinger, every single Tuesday, 7:30, Baldy's breakdowns. The guy is locked in on everything, and I know Baldy's hurting when he saw the Fred Warner injury, because there's no one that loves Fred Warner more than Brian Baldinger.
I know.
So we're going to talk to him at 7:30. We got Bonte in studio, 8 to 10. We'll talk about it all with Bonte. We got Quinn Post as well, QP3. They were talking some Dubs today. Dubs playing the Portland Trailblazers tonight for preseason action. And we do have to touch on the Dubs maybe a little bit, too, because they got some injuries creeping up on them. You see Jimmy Butler all of a sudden dealing with something?
I'm a little numb regarding injuries in the Bay right now.
I know. I have to be the harbinger of bad things.
Since the Randy Rodriguez, Tommy John news, we've gotten no good injury news whatsoever.
None. Jimmy Butler, Moses Moody, but we'll talk to Quentin Post at 6:50. We'll call it the Morning Post, that segment. So can't wait to do that.
Baldy
7:30, Bonte 8 o'clock. All of that right here on the Morning Roast.
Season's not over. So if you're Kyle Shanahan, you woke up yesterday and you're like, yeah, this sucks. I got to deal with this head on, but I've got to get ready for Atlanta.
Yep.
And you do have an advantage. Like, Atlanta's working on a short week where they have to travel, and they're coming off of a big emotional win. So they're probably feeling really good about themselves. I'm sure they're not going to overlook the Niners. You heard Bijan Robinson as he's walking off the field, praising God over and over again and saying, hey, it's just a win. We got to get ready for the Niners. That's your star player already thinking about who the next opponent is. So I'm looking at it here. You play this Sunday the 19th against Atlanta at home, Sunday Night Football. Then next week you travel to Houston. That's the 26th. Then you go to New York, a 10 a.m. start, Sunday, November 2nd. Well, November 3rd is the trade deadline.
Sneaks up on you.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this like equation, and I'm asking myself, and I want to hear from you. Let's say you go 3-0. Best case scenario. Are you buying?
How does it look? And what team, like what's around you?
You win by 1 point every week.
Oh, my God.
And you look just good enough. You look exactly the way you've looked through the first five games before this last one.
I mean,
Ben don't break defense.
Let's
situational offense.
For the sake of the argument, because this is a sports talk show that we're talking to each other for 4 hours, so I can't just say maybe. Let's say if they are buyers, I don't think they're giving up anything of significant draft capital wise.
I just don't
think they're going to.
So if you go 3-0, I think you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to be on. Every year is its own entity. I'm not saying you got to trade multiple firsts or that you need to go get something that can help you now and into the future.
Well, what's your definition of significant draft capital? Because mine is anything third round or lower. That's a significant.
Meaning third, second, first?
Correct. That's significant capital.
If Kayvon Thibodeau could be had for a third rounder, I think you should be all about it. You should be all about it. Like, even if it was like a third and then the next year's fourth, I'd be all in on that. Because they need to get guys who could suit up not just for 2025, but into 2026. Right?
Some housekeeping. November 4th, actually, it is, because it's the day after the final. I know. I got a producer. Are you telling me? All right. I got to do it.
You
got to be accurate.
Guys, you got to know by that Monday night whether you're buying or selling. Well, that's the point.
Joe, as you know, it's election day, too. So I know you're going to be out there voting. You're going to wear your little sticker that says I voted, and you're going to be a part of it. And then you're going to be voting for the 49ers to make a move. But conversely, if they go 0-3, could they be sellers to you?
I think I would sell very specific parts.
Continue.
Well, like I think you've got to entertain something like even Bryce Huff, you know, something like Trent Williams, where you can get mid-round picks. They've crushed in the mid-round picks. I'd love to be able to get one. Trent Williams is probably done after this year. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, if you can get anything for him, I would probably do that.
Juwan Jennings? What's left of
Juwan
him?
Juwan Jennings, yeah. I mean, you got to make a decision on him. Absolutely.
I don't know how many ribs he'll have at that point.
I don't know what you're going to get for him. Now, if you go 1-2... I think you stand pat.
Yeah.
Now 2-1, I still think you're in buy mode. See, to me, 3-0, 2-1, I'm still in buy mode. You know, these are winnable games. Like Atlanta, they had a huge win last night. We're going to be underdogs in this one. There's no doubt about it. They have unbelievable personnel. I am fearing their personnel already. But Kyle Shanahan's had a hell of a year coaching X's and O's. Kyle, the personnel guy, different story. Salah's had a pretty good year coaching. I mean, look at their personnel. It's not good.
I know, but it gets to a point, and I was watching that game last night on the ESPN broadcast. Was it Chris Fowler, Orlovsky, and Lewis Riddick? And just the loss of Fred Warner.
Someone's going to have to step up.
I kept watching Bijan. I was like, oh, my God. Like, that is the player that I do not want to face.
But I would have feared him Sunday with Fred.
Night. No, you would have. But you would have felt better with Fred Warner out there in the communication. And now who's going to be wearing that the green dot, all that? Who's going to be doing that? Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday. We'll get into what he had to say about it.
I mean, look, if you win against Atlanta, okay, you're 5-2. Let's say you lose to Houston. You're 5-3. And then you got the New York Giants. Now, they're gritty. They're tough. They're riding high on emotion. If you can win that one, 6-3? 6-3? I know, for as bad as everything's been, if you can get to about 10 wins, you can make the playoffs.
You would have matched your season win total of the prior year.
Would we agree 10 wins would be almost a miracle?
Yeah. At this point, it would be an unbelievable season, and you're giving Kyle Shanahan the coach of the year. If he gets to 10 wins with this squad, he's the coach of the year.
All right.
It's not even close.
So, like, that's why, to me, getting to 6-3, trying to be 2-1 over the next three, which feels like a gauntlet. It feels like a very difficult task. You've got to find a way to do it. You got to find a way to win a couple games here and just get yourself to 6-3. If you can get to 6-3 before the deadline, I think you're all in on the deadline and you're buying something, at least something.
By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming there all day long. Hit us up there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's been raining out there, people, so please be safe on those roadways. Don't be speeding. Don't do anything dumb. Don't be tailgating. Don't be doing that aggressive driving. I know I learned the hard way back in high school, Joey. I hydroplaned on the highway, did a 180 into the guardrail at speeding.
This is why you don't give your kids a car at 16.
Well, I had my driver's license. Give the car. It was not my car. It was a family car, and they let me drive it to school.
My dad would never let us drive any of his vehicles.
Okay, that's fine. It was the family.
He's like, you can get a driver's license all you want. You ain't driving any of our cars.
Okay, that's fine. So your dad did it your
way. He was old school.
And I also had to drive 30 minutes to my school to Salinas from Pacific Grove, so they weren't going to drive me all the way out there.
Did they give you a bus?
There were buses there, but they didn't want them. They said, hey, you can drive to and from.
Wow.
They gave me freedom, Joe. It was very nice.
Freedom?
It was very nice of my parents to bestow that.
Thank you, William Wallace.
And then, of course, freedom. They may take our cars, but they'll never take our freedom. I watched that movie the other day. It's still so good.
I'm jealous of people who got vehicles early.
It's okay.
I admit it. I know Carter probably was driving an Escalade.
But when the accident in your vehicle happened, I know, I don't mean to open up old wounds. I felt that because it happened to me in high school once upon a time. So why are you looking at me like that? Did you get a new car yet?
I'm working on that.
Working on it?
Yeah.
Frontier Ford?
I put in an order. No. Ceremony Ford.
Ceremony Ford, excuse me. There you go. Okay.
Frontier's someone else's sponsorship.
I think that's
not mine.
I think that's the station's. There you go. So we always love Ceremony Ford, excuse me. The Mach-E, of course. Yes, the Mustangs. Continue. I just gave you a poop sandwich and I just made you eat it right there.
Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that.
Well, no, I was telling people to be safe out there because it is raining. Like, legitimately, there was big puddles. It was storming yesterday.
I thought it was the end of the world at one point.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was dumping really hard.
No, but
really hard.
And as you know, you get older and then you say things like your parents used to say, we needed the rain. Well, we did. We needed the rain. And we do. We do.
Ridiculous.
We needed the rain.
All right, let's play a little exercise here.
I just
here.
Don't want rain on Levi Stadium Sunday night. I will be monitoring that all week long.
All right, let's play a little exercise here at the beginning of the show.
There's a weatherman.
Is this a game that they can win? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Is this a game that they can win? I'm not saying that they're gonna win, but I'm looking at.
Can they?
Yes. Like, given their health and where they're at, not knowing who the quarterback would be.
And I'm not going to be cynical and say any given Sunday anyone can beat anybody.
No. I'm just like everybody said at the beginning of the year, the schedule's so easy. I think we've now learned schedule is irrelevant. Every game is difficult in the NFL.
Especially with this version of the Niners.
Now, when you get to the last 3 weeks of the season and teams have mailed it in, like, it's a different story. But, like, exactly. So let's just play this. Is this a winnable game? Atlanta.
Yes, it's winnable.
I think it's an uphill one, but I think it's winnable.
It's winnable.
Okay. So the Atlanta game is winnable. Okay. Would we all agree? Consensus?
Yes.
All right. Houston, at Houston. Winnable?
Yeah.
I think that's a really tough one.
It's winnable, though.
Okay.
It's not like the Texans' offense has been that incredible.
Okay.
And I like CJ. I'm a CJ Stroud guy.
You are.
Yes.
You are. All right. At New York.
Yes.
I think that's definitely a winnable game.
Although, I do love me some Jackson Dart. It's such a cool name. And the turtleneck and the hair and everything. I'm all in.
Versus the LA Rams at home.
Yes, that's winnable. It's a division game. You've already beaten them when, like, the worst version of yourself, like personnel wise, right?
Yeah.
So you can't tell me
that. And last year you were super banged up in the rain.
Still could have beaten them.
And you still could have beaten them. At Arizona.
Yeah. Dude, you guys see what's going on with Kyler Murray? He's got, like, a Liz Frank foot injury. Like, oh, they're not calling it Liz Frank, but it's, like, as close as you can get to one.
Yeah, they're in trouble. Jay Brissett stinks.
Yeah.
Versus Carolina.
Yes.
That's a primetime game. Carolina?
Sorry, you stopped me right there when that's a primetime game.
It is.
We theoretically could have Mac Jones versus Bryce Young in that
one. That would be amazing.
That would be. Bama v. Bama?
At Cleveland. It could be the Shador weekend, Sunday, November 30th.
Ooh, that actually makes it a little juicier if it is Shador Sanders.
Jim Schwartz still the DC over there.
Oh, that's right. Maybe it's not a winnable game.
Is that winnable? That defense is really good.
Miles Garrett
is
going to dominate.
But we would agree, it's
winnable.
A winnable game.
Yes, yes.
Versus Tennessee, who just fired their coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Indianapolis. I think that's a loss. I don't think that's
winnable.
You think so?
Let's see where the Colts are at then.
Yeah, in Indy, a 5-15
the Cardinals
Monday?
Almost beat them over the weekend. Yes, with Brissett. I'm not crowning the Colts yet. I'm not.
Versus Chicago. You watched the Bears last night. They got pretty good personnel.
They got personnel, but the Niners can beat them.
Okay.
It comes down to a field goal.
Week 18 against Seattle.
They could beat them.
All right. Every single game. Hypothetically, is a winnable game. I'm not saying you're going to, but we act like this week it's the Chiefs, next week it's the Bills. Like, it's not. Look, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Well, he's just mad because he left something in a Waymo.
I'm looking at you because, like, I disagree about the schedule thing. That's why.
Well, you know what?
Well,
on the other side
I want to hear your argument.
Let's do that. By the way.
I'm not saying these are easy. Like, these are not easy games. But we act like, oh, roll the ball out. Chiefs are going to put up 60 on the Niners. Like, look, All these teams have flaws. The Niners have tremendous flaws.
Joe, look,
they could easily lose every one of these games.
We're through 6 weeks. I can't tell you who the best team in the NFL is.
See, there you go.
I don't know. Like, you don't know. I don't know.
You
like,
play
no
the
one
games.
Knows. You don't know. I thought it was the Lions.
Did you?
It wasn't. Right?
Did you see Josh Allen throwing multiple interceptions last night?
He did not look good yesterday.
He looked terrible.
He did.
And I'm like one of the biggest Josh Allen fans on the planet.
We got to go.
The season's not over. You got to pick yourself up here.
Baldy 7:30. Bonte in studio 8 to 10 o'clock. Plus Quentin Post. Coming up in about 25 minutes at 6:50, QP3, Warriors second-year center. It's all going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sorry, like Georgia being in the West of any kind is the most ridiculous thing
anywhere.
It was
anywhere. New Orleans, Atlanta, Carolina, the Niners, the Rams. It was great.
There's still some of them.
Those were the times.
Like Texas being in the NFC East, like at Dallas.
Was perfect.
Makes no sense.
No, it was chef's kiss.
Geographically, Joe, I'm just saying.
I want Arizona to go back into that division.
Back into the East? Yeah, because when I think Arizona, I think East.
Well, they used to be in St. Louis.
Yeah, I still, that's in the Midwest, but you're going to get me on a tangent here this morning. I'm not going to do it. By the way, Dub Nation, Warriors basketball is back, and we got Quentin Post joining us in about 17 minutes, QP3, and don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the Clippers at Shea Center this Friday, October 17th. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Buy your tickets at warriors.com, and for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, you got to listen all week long between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Carter for this sounder. You're going to hear it in a second, and it's going to be the sounder. It's going to be great because it's going to be about Buddy Hield. It's going to be about Jimmy Buckets. It's going to be about all of it, and you'll hear the sounder in a second, and you got to be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win. Remember, that's between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. So Baldy starts at 7:30. Then we got Bonte after that. You got it?
Why'd they pick him?
So you're going to hear that. You got to be calling number 5 to the contest line, courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. And we're doing that all week long. Went swimmingly yesterday, and hopefully we'll be able to execute it nicely today, Joe.
Now, Carter said something right before the break where he disagreed with some of my 49er schedule takes. Carter, I want to hear this opinion, and then I will allow an opportunity for you to come at Come at me.
Yeah, no, I'm not coming at you. My opinion on the schedule is, yeah, I agree. At the beginning of the season, you cannot just go, well, that's a win, that's a loss.
Yes.
Because you don't know what's going to happen, right? But at the same time, I think things do shake out relatively the same. Obviously, teams like the Ravens and the Bengals, right? Their seasons have been derailed.
Mm-hmm. But New Orleans is not good, but yet they fight really hard.
Exactly, right? Not a good team. They're going to be top three. There's no doubt in the NFL draft.
But they play really hard.
Right, 100%. But if you were to have put the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Bills as three of the games in a three-game sequence, Spadoni would have said no to all those. He said yes to everything, and there's a reason. That's all. That's my only...
That's why I went through the schedule of, like, winnable game or not. Yet those three might be the only three in the league for about 6 years. I would have thrown Baltimore in there.
Packers? Now?
Maybe the Packers. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I'm still a little iffy. But, yes, they're closer to that group. So are the Rams. Like, the Rams are for me. But because of the familiarity between the Niners and LaFleur, because of the familiarity between the Niners and McVay, you know, they do have a leg up in some of those situations.
And it is cliche to say any given Sunday, but it's true. Like, we were talking about on the show call last week when the game had just started between the Giants and Eagles, and no one was giving the Giants a chance, even though but the writing's on the wall with those games because it's Thursday Night Football and it's a divisional game. So if you're gonna win, like, if you're gonna have an upset within the division, it's probably gonna be in a day like that. I've seen it time in and time out, whether it's the Raiders against the Chiefs or whether it's, I don't know, as we saw, the Giants against the Eagles. Like, weird things happen in those games and in those situations. And if you were to tell me before the season, you know, the Eagles will be 4-2 and they feel like they're in shambles, it's just like, wait, what? Huh?
I would also add, now you have such a talent gap between you, let's say, and the Green Bay Packers, right? Just with the actual rosters
themselves due to
injuries, that I think that this exercise is going to be really hard to...
I'm looking at it today.
Yeah.
And today I don't know. When will Kittle be back? When will Pearsall be back? When will Purdy be back?
And what version of these players are you getting?
And then who else is going to be gone?
Correct.
Right? And that's the other thing is, what are these other teams dealing with? Let me just say this. Was the 2023 season a phenomenal season for the Niners? Regular season?
Yes.
Okay. They lost to the Cleveland Browns.
They did. PJ Walker.
They lost to the Minnesota Vikings.
They did.
And they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. They also lost to the Ravens
and
the Rams.
The Bengals were good, though. Bengals were a good team.
No,
yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah.
That year, they went 9-8.
Yeah, but we knew the offense, yes.
I'm just saying. And he got hurt.
Joe Burrow.
They lost to a 7-10 Viking team, and they lost to a Cleveland Browns team that did win the division at 11-6 because they went Flacco crazy.
They did. That's right.
I guess they were second in the
AFC. But in that game, it wasn't Flacco. No. It was P.J. Walker.
Exactly.
And they did have an opportunity to win the game, and the guy that made the game-winning kick last night for the Chicago Bears, Jake Moody, missed the game-winning kick.
I guess what I'm saying is, a 12-5 season, you're going to have some ugly losses. So, like, case in point, Detroit losing to the Chiefs. They got kind of manhandled in that game. You're going to have 4 or 5 of those. You could still have a 13 or 12-win season and have a great year. The Bills as well. The Niners are just, they're not Super Bowl caliber. That doesn't mean that they can't find a way to win 9 or 10 games. Things got to bounce. They got to get healthier. They're going to have to get a little lucky. I mean, I know people don't want to hear that in sports, but sometimes you got to get a little lucky, whether that's health luck, whether that's the other team has some unhealthy players, whether that's the ball bouncing in your direction. They're going to need a little luck here. No doubt about it.
Through 6 weeks, the number one overall seed in the NFC is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are Niner fans coming away from that game saying, wow, the Bucs are just that much better than us?
No, they're not. They're not some juggernaut, but they're a very good team.
They're very good. But
I did feel that they were not head and shoulders, but they were a significantly better team than the Niners, and that was without Mike Evans
and
without Bucky Irvin. Godwin, yes, and Ibaka, and, you know, so I am giving them a little bit of, like, I'm trying to put it in perspective.
And Baker's playing out, like, the best ball
I've
ever
amazing.
Seen. The best ball I've ever seen in his professional career, absolutely. And then you got the Packers, obviously. I know everyone was crowning the Packers after a couple weeks. You know, they might be Parsons trade. No, they are. They are. They also played a 40-year-old Joe Flacco over the weekend, and that was kind of a game still in the fourth quarter. And by the way, I don't know if any of you heard what Mike Tomlin had to say about the in-division trade between the Bengals and Browns yesterday, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But at some point, maybe not today, but we are going to play that sound because it was refreshing to hear at least a coach be honest about, like, dude, why are you trying to help? within the division. It's a peak Mike Tomlin. The standard is the standard. Quote. We'll get to it at some point. We got Brian Baldinger joining us in about less than an hour from now at 7:30.
I guess where I'm at is like yesterday I was devastated. Today, you know, as much as it rained yesterday, which was almost reflective of where Fred Warner stands in our hearts.
Is that how you felt
as Niner fans?
God was crying in San Francisco for a reason.
And we'll get into. I want to compare him to a couple of players in my life that I think are just seminal people on the defensive side that connect to the fans. But my big takeaway is the season's not over. Like I allowed yesterday all the negativity. All right, I've moved on. Now it's how can we try to win this game? And that's where I'm at right now. And like they need Kittle back. They need Pearsall back. Bad. They need to suit up Nick Martin. They need to find a way to get their best players on the field, and they need to get their quarterback healthy again. All of those things need to come to fruition, and they got to find a way to run the ball. They are the worst in terms of yards per carry. They're the worst team in the NFL.
And
3.1.
I don't even know what the team stats are, but I got to imagine the Falcons they're definitely in the top five running the ball, right? I mean, I'm just saying because I got Bijan fantasy because I know all of you care about my fantasy football team. The guy's been unbelievable all season long.
Yeah,
and not only in the running game, but in the passing game, in the intermediate game, where the middle of the field, Joe, where you were missing obviously now Fred Warner and obviously on top of Nick Bosa. And since Nick Bosa's been out, what has it been? 3 quarterback hits and 2 sacks. That's it. It's not going to cut it, Joe. It's just not. You got to get pressure on Penix. And Penix, if you pressure him, he will flounder. I have seen that early on in his young career. We got to go. We got Quentin Post coming up on the other side. Second-year center out of Boston College. The Flying Dutchman joining us here on the Morning Post. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mm-hmm. That's how I would also describe
to a T.
That's how I describe Golden State serving the Bear for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. The Warriors taking on the Portland Trailblazers tonight, 7:00. And again, you can find all of your Warriors coverage right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Yeah, are we officially a week away from Lakers Warriors? You kidding me? 1 week to go? No LeBron. We talked to Doc Pondia yesterday. The sciatica, he's not going to be there. Is Jimmy Butler going to be there? Is Moses Moody going to be there? Is Stephen Curry? All of a sudden, we got injuries popping up. We got uncertainty. You're going to be sidelined throughout the preseason. There's setbacks. There's ankle sprain, they're calling it, for Jimmy Buckets, and it happened on Friday in practice. So we'll obviously be monitoring that all week long leading up to the season opener down at Crypto.com Arena. All right. All right. We good? We got him? We got our guy? Thumbs up? All right. We are happy to be joined by Warriors second-year center Quinton Post, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We are calling it the Morning Post, not the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Hey, Quinton, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Where are you at? I just want to get the lay of the land right now. Obviously, kind of just an up-and-down rookie year. You didn't know what your role was going to be. You know, you had some playoff moments. You get in and out of the lineup. I thought, all things considered, you had a pretty successful year, but I wonder how you would grade your rookie season overall.
First instance, I was obviously very happy to get in the rotation, playing the first stint of my NBA year in the G League. And, you know, I had some burn in the playoffs, but looking back at it, there's also a lot of points of my game that I want to improve on from that first season. But, you know, overall, I would say I was happy with my first year, but definitely looking to improve upon it.
What are some of the things that you do want to work on heading into this year to kind of make your game a little more robust?
You know, like that interior presence, both offensively and defensively. I thought I had a lot of success shooting the ball and being that space big, you know, but just rounding out my game and into these other facets, I think will help me out a lot.
Do you think adding Al Horford into the mix, being able to see the way he practices, the way he plays, to hear the way he talks, do you think that's going to be a positive for your development?
No, 100%. I mean, we've been with Al for a couple weeks now, and he's been absolutely great. Like as an old vet, and just, you know, he's still very very good player. And seeing how he kind of plays that stretch big role, it's been very good for me.
Quinton Post joining us here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Three threes last night against the Lakers in Los Angeles. And Quinton, what can you share, kind of like what the conversations are like? So your season ends, right? Second round, not the way you guys wanted to. Steph gets hurt. But, you know, you have a conversation, or like a season-ending conversation with the head coach, Steve Kerr, or some of the other coaches. What do they share with you after your rookie season? And, you know, talk about some of the things that they wanted from you to improve on from last year.
No, they were they were happy with, you know, how I improved throughout that first year. And they shared some of the same things that I just mentioned earlier, working on my inside game, fouling without guarding without fouling. But overall, you know, I think they look back on my first year as a positive, but still a lot of room to grow.
What do you think was the biggest part of the transition from college to the professional game? A lot of guys say, hey, it's the speed of the game. For you, where do you think the biggest difference was from college to pros?
Yeah, it's just a mental adjustment, you know, like in college, you're like, when you're on this stage, when you're a draft pick, usually in college you're like the guy, and that was also the case for me. And then you come to a system like the Warriors, you know, and now you just have to kind of find your role and how can you help these really good players play even better, and what is your role in that system, you know. And for me, I figured out, you know, if I space the floor, I open up a lot of space for guys like Jimmy, JK, Steph, and within that, you know, you kind of find your role and you find your own strengths, and that's an adjustment. So that takes a while, and then defensively, the game is a lot different than college. So that just takes a while, probably.
You know, Quinton, and we're talking to Quinton Post here on the Morning Roast. We're calling it the Morning Post, and were you at all starstruck? Like, there has to be a part of you where you're like, dude, I'm on the court right now as a rookie with Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, a bunch of these, like, Hall of Fame types of talent. Are you kidding me? Did you allow yourself at all to, you know, kind of take a step back and say, wow, this is pretty freaking amazing?
Yeah, I mean, you have those thoughts come up, but usually it's more like after you play the game where you're like, oh, yeah, it is really cool that I'm on the court with, you know, legends like these. But when you're on the court, it's all game, you know. You're just trying to – it's just another basketball game in the end, and you're trying to win, and you're trying to do it, do everything to make that happen.
You know, Steve Kerr had referenced you as a legit seven-footer. And obviously your shooting prowess allows you to stretch the floor and be a spacer on this team with so many lethal scores. But have you been working on your back-to-the-basket game? Because the Warriors have yet to have a legitimate post-up player really since Andrew Bogut. Is that an element of your game that maybe you've worked on or that the coaching staff wants to implement this year?
I haven't heard anything about wanting to implement me playing back to the basket in our system. You know, in a way, when you have so much talent on the court, like, you know, why would I go play with my back to the basket when you can give the ball to Steph Curry or to Jimmy Butler? But in case of emergency, it is something I worked on a little bit this summer, of course, and you know, I wouldn't expect it to be a huge part of my game, but who knows?
Talking to Quentin Post here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, second-year Warriors center. And Quentin, obviously the expectations this season are high. Coming off what you guys were able to do last year after the trade deadline, you add Jimmy Butler and go on this amazing run. And then you get the Steph injury, and it all kind of like falls apart a little bit. It's tough. You know, just to recalibrate where you are at with this team, your guys' mindset, having a full offseason now with Jimmy instead of him just getting thrusted in halfway through the season.
No, it's a big difference for sure. Having all this time now to kind of work out our offensive schemes and our defensive schemes, and I do feel like the expectations are there. We have a very talented, experienced roster with some good young guys, and we set the bar very high for ourselves.
Quinn, let's do a little rapid fire. I'm going to fire off some questions at you, and just don't think too hard on them. We're going to have a little fun here, all right? You ready for a little rapid fire?
Let's do it.
All right. How many of your teammates actually know where you were born?
How many? Maybe half of them? No, more than half.
Okay. Who's the worst driver on the team? If you think you might be the best driver of a vehicle, who would be the worst driver on the team?
Oof. I honestly have no clue. I don't know how they drive in Brazil, so I'm gonna, and I've never seen D drive, but I would just have to see how he drives his car there in Brazil.
Okay.
I know that they have rowdy roads out there.
It's true, definitely. Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest guy? I think Buddy is hilarious.
All right. What's your favorite part of the Bay Area thus far? You've only been here a couple years. Well, what do you think's your favorite part of the Bay Area?
I don't know. I live super close to Chase Center, so that's the area I'm cool with. But I like to go downtown, eat at some good places. So
what's your go-to? What's your go-to restaurant right now?
There's this restaurant called Original Joe's. It's like an old Italian spot. I've been there a couple times, and I know the owner. Oh. He's a good dude and a great restaurant.
I know Mr. Dugan quite well. He'll be thrilled to hear you say that. It's my spot, too.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Quinn, I want to ask some more rapid fire here, but do you get stopped on the street at all? Like clearly your size, so people walk up to you like, you got to be famous, but you're starting to get recognized more and more on the streets, right?
A little bit, yeah. I remember last year when the season was really going and I had some games under my belt just walking downtown. There's definitely more people recognizing me and, you know, that I'm part of this organization. So, but being 7 foot, it does or doesn't help. Depending on how you want to look at it.
Right, no, for sure. And you know, we're talking to Quentin Post here on the River Islands guest line. This rapid fire, it says, what is your career high and what game was it in? Are we trying to do a gotcha on Quentin Post right now? Quentin, do you know your NBA career high and the day you did it on?
Oh, it was 20 points versus the Bulls. somewhere late January or early February, probably.
There, January 23rd, 2025. The guy knows his stuff, Joey.
I love that. You if you weren't a basketball player, Quentin, what would you have become?
I'll probably clean windows, you know. With my height, it's easier to get to the upper ones.
That is pretty funny.
Well, he's going to be cleaning the glass on the boards, getting all those rebounds this year, Joey. Am I right? Hold on. I don't want to cut you off, Joe. We do have this thing called the World Cup coming to America next year. I know you're a diehard Netherlands soccer team fan, the Flying Dutchman, all the orange, right? I'm sure I'm butchering the name of what the national team's actually called in your native language, Quentin. But are you all in on the Dutchman? And for your second team, you got to go the red, white, and blue now, right? Because, come on, Levi Stadium's going to be hosting stuff. We're going to be locked in come next summer. You're going to be locked in on some red, white, and blue soccer, too?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the Dutch team first for sure, but I'll give Team USA the second nod.
Let's go.
Do you play FIFA on, like, PS5 or Xbox?
Not on the regular, but I'm not bad.
What's the game that you like to play on PS5? Are you Xbox or PS5?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Congratulations. Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.